Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 509 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to recap our time together in Nashville this past weekend. We were at our friend Annie's wedding and we got to have all kinds of fun at the wedding, with friends, doing a little shopping. It was just a great time all the way around. So that is primarily what we're going to talk about this week. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is with our friend Cole Kublik. We have a college football preseason preview and also just kind of a catch up on real life. And we also have our book club episode coming up. By the time this comes out, it will have already happened, but we're going to talk to John Kenny, who wrote the book that we both have loved called I See You've Called in Dead. As always, our Amazon shop is there so that you can stop by and see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And there are still just a very few tickets left for our live show in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be on Thursday night, November 5th. We would love to see you there. All right, everybody, here we go with episode 509. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We are two very tired individuals who are recording on a Sunday.
We are. It's like kind of unprecedented, but you leave tomorrow for Michigan.
Yes, I do.
We both just got home last night from Nashville.
Yes, we did.
So what we're saying is we are movers and shakers.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just world travelers. I have the second round of cookbook stuff in Michigan because my photographer lives in Michigan and she has a big industrial kitchen. And so we can be very efficient there and cook a lot of stuff a lot quicker than we can in my kitchen. But we wanted pictures, you know, for my kitchen. So I'm headed up there and then I'll be home Thursday. So when I got home last night, I was really curious. It's the first time I've left Lucy.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh, how will she receive me? And I'm going to tell you, she was uninterested. She was a little like, oh, so you're back? She was back in Alex's room and she didn't really want to have much to do with me. Now, this morning, she's been much more like she was super excited to see me this morning. But, you know, maybe I caught her when she was tired.
Maybe so. She was already settled in. I feel like sometimes it's like when Perry gets home late on a Saturday night from a hunting or fishing trip. And I'm like, oh, you're home too late for me to be excited or to engage.
Yes. You know?
Like just yeah, I'm already true. I'm in the zone. I'm watching my show. I'm reading my book. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's where she was.
I think that's where she was. So anyway, but she's been back here with me today. She's just started to get on the couch in my office in the last week. And so I know. And she likes to get where Hazel used to sit. And that's where she is right now. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, she's a little bit more adjusted all the time.
Okay. Well, when I got home last night, I walked in about a little after 9 and I had just gone and I'd parked at the airport because Perry couldn't take me, and listen, he got up at 2 o'clock this morning to go fishing, and so he had gone to bed at like 8:30 last night, so I had just parked at the airport. So when I came home, he was already in bed. Mabel was asleep on the couch, but you know, God bless her, she can't really see or hear that great anymore. So when I came through the back door, I was fully in the kitchen before she realized anybody was in the house.
Bless it.
And then she looked up and just stood on the couch and just stared at me, and it's not until I say her name. And then she got real excited, but she's like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know who this is.
Oh, so, bless her.
I know. So, okay. So we had a fun trip. We knew last week, but we couldn't talk about it because I guess it was a secret. I don't know. Somebody messaged me and was like, was Annie's wedding date a secret? And I was like, I guess it was. Like, nobody really talked about it. I don't know.
I just felt like she got to be the one who said when her wedding date was, you know,
yes.
like, and so since she didn't say anything about it beforehand, I just felt like, well, I'm not going to say anything about it beforehand. It's not my news to break. So,
no.
So I think when she posted about it on Instagram yesterday, everybody was like, okay, we can talk about it.
Yeah, I think that was kind of, and I even laughed because I had put on Fashion Friday when I wrote it. I was like, I'm heading to Nashville for a quick trip. And a couple of our friends that were going to be there, and we hadn't discussed it because you didn't know who was going to be there. And right. I laughed because I got texts from people saying, are you headed to Nashville for the same reason I'm headed to Nashville? It was like a very covert operation.
I knew that you were going to be there, obviously. I knew that Jamie Golden mm-hmm. was going to be there, obviously. Yeah. But I didn't know who else was going to be there. And so it was only, we were in the hotel Friday morning and Michael and Smith and then her sister Emily Freeman came in and we were like, hey.
Yeah. I bet we're all here for the same thing. Yeah. What are the odds?
Yeah. And I knew my friend Katie was going to be there.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just, you know, we were all kind of flying blind. So
yeah, it was a surprise. So, mm-hmm. So I got in on Thursday and, you picked me up. Now I told you, so I flew Southwest because the beauty of Nashville for me is there is a direct flight from San Antonio to Nashville, which yes. is a winner every time. So I had flown Southwest, but I told Soph when she picked me up, I had a situation. I was in seat 17D, which is I always like an aisle seat. I was in my mm-hmm. aisle seat. And when I got on the plane, and my flight was like at 3:30, so it was a weird time, like weird time of day. And when I got on the plane, I was like, oh, I really haven't eaten anything today. I didn't think about that. Like I'd had some yogurt in the morning, but I hadn't. And I was like, I'm kind of hungry. And so I was like, oh, but they'll pass out. I'll get some like, you know, pistachios or something.
Yeah.
And so the flight attendant starts coming down, you know, and I'm like, my stomach is like rumbling. I'm like, I need food. Like I need food. I was desperate.
You're desperate for an ounce of pistachios.
Yes, please. Could I have 6 pistachios, please? And so the flight attendant comes down and she's got a tray and she's asking everybody, she was like, would you like pistachios or wedding cookies? Pistachios or wedding cookies? And I was like, oh, I'm going to flat eat some pistachios. I was so excited. She gets literally to the row right in front of mine and is out and turns around and disappears. And I was like, oh, no.
Terrible.
So then the flight attendant who was in charge of my row comes and she takes drink orders first. I'm not interested in the drink order because I have my own water with, of course, an element packet because I'm always mindful of my electrolytes.
Absolutely.
And so I sit there. So then she finally comes with snacks like 15 minutes later. And all she offers us is pretzels, not a pistachio nor a wedding cookie in sight. And so
it's a different kind of sustenance, a pretzel. It's not the same thing as a pistachio.
No,
it's really not.
Mm-mm. And I don't know if they ran out of the pistachios, but I was just like, what are the odds? And I was like, can we have some consistency? Why are we offering, is the front part of the plane more important? Is that why they got pistachios versus wedding cookies? And we got
given
was...
That Southwest fee structure, I would say, yes, it is. The front of the plane is more important, Melanie.
That's probably true. That's mm-hmm. probably true. And I was behind the exit row, so I was just in, you know, regular class. But anyway. We're officially all back in the middle of back to school madness, but here is where Hungry Root is about to be your best friend because it means that you don't have to think about food logistics on top of everything else you're trying to manage as you coordinate your calendar and your meals and who needs to be where when. So here's what Hungry Root does. They plan your meals for the week, they fill your cart and deliver everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. Hungry Root takes into account your health goals, your dietary preferences, and your budget to curate a custom delivery for you each month. And what I love and have noticed that Hungry Root learns your taste and dietary needs over time, so they tailor your deliveries accordingly. So if you have an ingredient you don't like or you don't want, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. This makes mealtime so simple. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as we do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order plus a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. So by the time you picked me up, I was starving.
Yes.
I'd had 6 pretzels. And so we went to the hotel. Listen, y'all, Sophie was in charge of our hotel and she always kills it. It was fantastic.
It really was. It was a great hotel. We stayed at the Harpeth in Franklin,
mm-hmm.
which I've had a reservation there before for some reason, for something, but I ended up having to cancel it. I don't know why, but it's kind of been on my, you know, it's been on my radar for a while, but I was so excited when it worked out that we could stay there for the wedding.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It really is.
Yeah. No, it was a beautiful hotel. I liked the lobby vibes. They had a great like bar area in the lobby. I felt like our rooms were super comfortable. They were cold. They were quiet. I was a fan.
When I walked in my room and the thermostat was already on 65, I thought, well, see, this tells me some things.
Yeah.
And I appreciated it so much. And then that lobby area, and we'll get to that later, but it was a little bit of a hub. I mean, they had lot going on down there, and we enjoyed it. So anyway, yes, I picked Melanie up. We got to the hotel, and then we had a dinner reservation that night. So neither one of us had eaten because I had stopped somewhere outside of like Athens or somewhere to get some French fries on the way because I had not had lunch. And then after I ordered, the line was so long, like it was moving so slowly to the window, like not moving at all, that I was like, I'm gonna have to abandon ship. I don't have time, because you know how I feel about being late.
Oh, I know.
And I felt like I was gonna be late to pick you up because originally we thought you were gonna run early.
Yeah.
So I panicked about being late and I left. So when we got to supper, we were hungry.
But we went, what was the name of the place? There again, Soph picked it.
We went to Pilato just because I saw that it was like casual but good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was casual but good. I will say, like, in terms of atmosphere, felt a little Jason's Deli-ish. I mean, like, there was not a whole lot going on in terms of like the atmosphere, the ambiance, but the food was surprisingly good. And it was a small plate situation, which you and I always love.
We do enjoy a small plate. That is for sure. No, I thought the food was delicious. That burrato was so good. You know, I love an Italian food
that
situation.
That charred broccolini.
Yes, the charred broccolini, which was called like burned broccolini. So like we would not have ordered it had our waitress not recommended it, but it was fantastic.
It was so good.
Yeah. Really so good. Yeah, and they made a really good margarita.
They did.
And that was good. And plus, we were just starving. So everything, and those stuffed mushrooms, they did have some stuffed mushrooms. Those were fantastic.
They were so good. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
We shared some hazelnut gelato for dessert that was also very tasty.
Really good.
And we went back to the hotel. Of course, we pretty much immediately went to bed.
We did. But Sophie had brought me a birthday gift from Gessmeyer, and it's the cutest little makeup bag. It's like a little train case. It's like a little quilted train case. It reminds me so much of something that my nanny would have had. Like it's just very vintage looking and super cute. And then what do you call the other thing? It's like
the Kate McLeod, the body stone.
Yes. Which is, listen, I got home last night and used it and I was like, I am in love with this.
I got Melanie the eucalyptus. And so the Kate McLeod body stones, they're like lotion, but they're solid. And they're wrapped in this little like muslin and you can get a case for it. And it's so crazy moisturizing. But I really like it after a shower because sometimes when you put stuff on after a shower, you know how it like it feels like it sits on your skin?
Yeah, yeah.
So I love the body stone. But we did do that. And then I had gotten some boots at Gus that I really wanted Melanie to try on so she could see how soft they were on the inside. It was important to me.
Yes. And they were so soft. And I had to remind myself, I was like, I do not need another pair of boots. But man, they are really good.
You and Emma Kate, I always feel compelled to really keep you abreast of new shoe finds.
I appreciate it.
So I felt like last summer, I had asked Maggie at Gus, I had said, hey, I want a clunky boot, something I can wear with jeans or with a skirt, but I can wear year round, but I don't want it to be a tall boot. And I think I want it to zip. I don't want to have to wrestle with it to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we never really found what I was looking for last year, but she absolutely found it this year. And so I'm so tickled with them.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, like if I had need of such, I would 100% buy them because they were so soft. I loved them, but I was just there again. I'm really trying to remind myself.
I know.
And then we'll cut to the next day, but I'm really trying to remind myself that I currently don't need any more clothing.
Yeah, this is a good time for an ad, isn't it? Yes. This is a good time for an ad.
Okay, I feel like every conversation I have these days involves what supplements my friends and I are all taking, because here's the thing, getting older hits hard and it happens to all of us. So you may have stiff joints in the morning, longer recovery after working out, your skin losing that glow. These are all things that are real and are happening because our body's natural collagen production begins to decline in our mid-20s. So if you don't know, collagen is a crucial protein that provides structure and support to your muscles, joints, and skin. It's often referred to as the glue that holds our bodies together. So it decline in collagen production has big impacts on your body. But here's the thing, you can actually reverse the clock for your body to make sure that you're getting the collagen that they need. That's where Bubs Natural Collagen Peptides comes in. So Bubs help restore collagen levels closer to what your body naturally had in its youth. So that means that their joint, muscles, and skin are all getting the proteins they need to stay healthy. Listen, sometimes it's hard to tell if this stuff is working, but I can tell since I've started taking Bubs, my hair is healthier and my nails grow so much faster. And so that tells me that it's doing everything that it's supposed to be doing in my body. I just mix Bubs into my morning coffee and I'm good to go. It's tasteless, odorless, and dissolves instantly. On top of that, Bubs is built to the highest standard. No junk, zero sugar, sweeteners, or fillers. It's third-party tested, NSF certified for sport, Whole30 approved. So live better longer. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting 20% off at Bubs Naturals by using code BIGBOO at checkout. Just head to BUBSnaturals.com and use code BIGBOO and you're all set. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support the Big Boo Cast and tell them that we sent you.
Because the next day, so my friend Katie and I pledged our sorority together when we were freshmen at Mississippi State, and she's one of my best friends from college. We've been friends for literally for decades, and Katie lives in Monroe, and her best friend since her Young Mary days is Corey Robertson, so who is best known for Duck Dynasty, or maybe most known for Duck Dynasty. Best known, I think, really probably for being somebody who just seems like an oasis of patience and maternal love in the midst of a whole lot of people.
Isn't that the truth? That feels right. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Melanie, I've gotten to spend some time with Corey before. Melanie has not. And so really, I mean, and I think I have described her to you. She's just one of the all time loveliest people. She's just lovely to be around. Just positive,
so easy. Like one of those people, kind, you know how you meet somebody and like immediately was like, well, it just feels like we've been friends for forever. Like I've known you forever. Just very easy, fun to talk to, visit with, you know, all those things.
Yeah. Just, I'm just crazy about her. So, we met Corey and Katie that next morning in the coffee shop at the hotel. And then we set off, in the midst of some fairly impressive heat.
Oh my gosh.
We set off to kind of explore the Franklin, I guess the area around the square in Franklin and to do a little shopping. And Katie's first stop, I mean, she had said to me 1,000 times, Sophie, there's a shoe shop. Sophie, there's a shoe shop. Sophie, there's a shoe shop. We've got to go to the shoe shop. And so, and I had just seen Katie 2 weeks ago because she and her husband were in town. David and I had gone to brunch with them. And so we go to this shoe shop, and sure enough, it is filled with some of our very favorite brands.
It was fantastic. What was the name of it? I was trying to remember what it was called.
Was it M&M or MMM? Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
It's right on the circle in Franklin.
Yeah, it is. It's Boutique MMM.
Okay.
And it is right on the corner of the roundabout in Franklin, or right in the center of the roundabout in Franklin. And we had the best time. And it's not a big store, but man, we tried on some shoes.
And it's just one of those, it was kind of like a Gus Meyer situation where they have a lot of brands that you just don't normally see. You know, like just some different brands and different things that I feel like aren't always as easy to find. Yes. And then they had a sales section. And I'm going to tell you that Sophie pulled out these slide sandals and she was like, look at these. These were so cute. These would transition to the fall. She's like, I'm going to try those on. There was like one pair left in our size. And I'm going to tell you that Sophie's high arch played in my favor because she could not wear them. And I was like, I'll take them. I would like those.
Yeah. They're so cute.
They're really cute.
Just a platform, slide, but we'll go right on into fall. They were darling, and you really got a deal on them.
Yeah, no, they were a great deal. They're super comfortable. When I pulled them out of my suitcase last night, I was like, I am so excited about
these. Yeah, they look just like, they really look more like you than they do like me, even, I think.
But they're real cute, so that was a great find.
Yes, that was a great find. And then Corey had mentioned that there was a store that carried different papers and things that she really loved, like different tabletop papers and all that. And we stayed in there for a while. Like,
yeah,
it was,
we did.
They had gorgeous stuff, great like cocktail napkins and
Hester and Cook. Was that the name?
Yes, Hester and Cook.
Yeah, and beautiful,
beautiful stuff. And I got a pink, hot pink felt placemat in my bag that I will be taking to Michigan. I wanted them to use it in one of the photographs for the cookbook, just because I thought it was so fun. And so anyway, we just wandered around and spent a lot of time in several different stores and got some lunch. And we had a situation at lunch. We were sitting in a window and there was an SUV with the windows blacked out and clearly two security people in the front of this like SUV. And we spent some time trying to figure out who was inside. They never got out. Like, and those security people came in the restaurant and it was like, I guess it, 'cause they were packed and there was not room for them. And so I don't know, but that was interesting.
It was very interesting. I told Perry about it when we talked on the phone yesterday, I guess when I was at the airport and I was telling him about it. And he said, listen,
Tell me.
He said, listen, they weren't planning on coming in right there. He said, that's not how that works. He said, they were coming in to clock it for a later stop. He said, whoever that important person was probably not in that car. He said, that was the detail of doing an advance scouting.
Yes, some recon, if you will.
And he said, probably so they could come back later. They were assessing it for later use. He said, because you're never going to make, he said, whoever that was, you're not going to make an impromptu stop at a place. He said that was them going in and sussing out the situation. So, you know, I feel like he knows, he's watched more movies about that kind of stuff than I have. So
that felt
credible to me. So maybe it wasn't even, I was really hoping that Taylor Swift and Travis were about to get out and come in and eat personally.
But maybe next trip.
Maybe next time. So anyway, so that we did have that. That was very interesting. And then we did a little more shopping after that. Listen, we went into White's Mercantile, which is a store I always love just because they have such a great assortment of, you know, different stuff, like little random things here and there. And I got a pair of Barefoot Dreams pajama pants. I was excited about those last night when I unpacked them. They were 60% off.
Listen, that was the deal of the day.
It really was.
It was the deal of the day.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. They're way too big, but I was like, they're pajama pants. What do I even care? Because I was like, it'll just feel like I'm putting a blanket on my legs. I don't even care. But they were such a good deal that I was like, I'm getting these. So I was real excited about those. So between those and my sandals, total win of a shopping day.
Yeah. I bought Lucy a scarf in whites. And last night, when I got home, David and Alex and I were all in the bedroom and I was kind of unpacking my bag and I took it out of my bag and David picked it up and he said, oh, what's this? And I said, it was a little scarf that I got for Lucy. And then I remembered that I'd left the price tag on it and he turned it over and he was like, you paid $32 for a fabric square? I was like, listen, it looks like her. It's darling.
That's
I think she likes a scarf better than she likes a collar.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll use it for a long time. And
That's
he looked at Alex and he said, your mom and I are going to have to talk about this when you're not in the room. But but that feels excessive. And I was like, listen, I know.
But you can't put a price. You can't put a price on a fashion moment. And
you can't.
She's going to look fantastic.
She is.
She's going to be, anytime she needs to be fancy, she's got a look to go with. And so sometimes you just have to pay what you have to pay.
I agree. He hadn't brought it back up, so I think we're fine.
Listen, it's fine. Y'all been married a long time. He just needs to know. There are certain things where you're like, this is just who I am, you know?
That's right. Listen, here's how I feel about that. When he makes spreadsheets about things, I listen to his ratings and rankings of whatever he's researching at the time. And he indulges me when I buy a $32 scarf for my dog.
That's right.
You know, it all evens out.
It does. Well, and it's kind of like I've had to tell Perry at times where he's like, well, you know, and I'm like, you didn't marry that person.
That's right.
Who you're married to. You could have made a different choice and you didn't.
You could have.
This is what you've got. This is
what
you're working with. So.
Okay, so you know that ever since I went to go see Lionel Richie in concert, I've been really worried about his electrolytes and if he's getting enough, and I really want him to know about Element. Because here's the thing, Element helps anyone stay hydrated. When I travel to Nashville this week, I have it in my purse because I have one at the airport, I have one when I land, because it helps me feel so much better without sugar and other sketchy ingredients, and it tastes delicious. So the lemonade iced tea has been new this summer, and it has been a game changer for me. So you get all the electrolytes that you need, but then it also uses this full black tea extract, so it's not isolated caffeine, so it's free of sugar and artificial colors, so it gives you a noticeably like steadier feeling, less spike, less drop, without the crash that comes from other caffeinated drinks. It's so delicious. You will love it. You have to try it. I wish Lionel could try it. There are refreshing new flavors for the workday, the weekend, and every sip in between. Get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Find your favorite flavor or share with a friend.
Okay, so then we all decided to go back to the hotel because we needed a little bit of downtime to recover from the heat.
Listen, Melanie and I are always going to rest.
We are.
You don't have to ask us twice if we would like, because Katie was ready to get in the car and go to Anthropology and really maximize every second until it was time to leave for the wedding.
Yeah.
Melanie and I voted for rest time because I never regret it. I never regret rest time.
No. And I felt like we needed it because I felt like we knew that we had a long evening ahead of us, you know, with seeing a lot of people doing a lot of stuff. And so I feel like that rest time really benefited us.
I agree. Yeah. And so we went back, we got dressed, we went to the venue, and we were off to the races.
First, let me say that Sophie had to come to my room. I was supposed to go down to her room at 4:30, which is what time she wanted to leave. She came down to my room at 4:30, and I was still at least about 10 minutes away from being ready per
our use. I thought I handled it beautifully.
You really did. She was like, I've already called the valet. The car's already waiting. And I was like, okay.
But I wasn't down there in the car.
No.
I wasn't texting you to tell you that I was cooling off the car.
No,
I didn't go to the lobby. I felt like I was it's doing the best I can to be breezy in the moment.
You did. And I needed you to button my dress because my dress had these tiny little buttons at the neck that I had never been able to button on my own. And so I needed that. But I laughed because when Sophie knocked on my door, I was still in my robe. I hadn't curled my eyelashes or put on. And here's me the whole time. I'm closer to being ready than I look like I am.
Ready. It'll just be a few seconds.
But I decided to wear my hair up, and it wasn't my bobby pin situation really gave me some problems. But anyway, we got there. We got to the wedding in plenty of time. I'm going to say that the walk from the parking lot into the venue was maybe the hottest wind I've ever
felt. The hottest wind I've ever in my life. When I described it to David, when I was telling him about the wedding, I had to include the hot wind. I said, listen, when we got out of that car, that was the hottest wind. I can remember.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in Arizona. It's that hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It felt like we were in a convection oven.
It did. Absolutely did. It was not humid.
No.
Right?
Like, no.
But it was just, it was like you were sitting, it was like you had fans all around you that were just blowing hot air as strong as they could.
Yeah. Yeah. It was something. I was like, I can't remember the last time I felt a wind that hot.
Anyway,
but we made it into the venue, and then we were a little early, so we stood around.
That's my fault.
As well. But here's the thing with you, we're never going to be late. So
no, you will not be late.
Never going to be late. And here's the thing, that wind was so hot that we were only going to have to park further and further away in that parking lot. So it really worked to our favor to get there a little bit early. Because I don't know how much, I couldn't have walked 3 more blocks in that hot wind.
Yeah,
you know,
it was bad.
Was bad. So anyway, but then they started letting us into the venue, and we took our seats, and our friend and literary agent Lisa was there, was a fun surprise. So she sat next to us.
Yes. Evan Dodson, who does Faith Adjacent with our friend Aaron, he was also there, and we had been talking to him before they opened the doors. And so Evan also, which led to Jamie sitting with us and our friend Elizabeth sitting with us. Mm-hmm. So we had a good little section going there of, you know, of people to talk to.
Yeah, it was fun. And so we kind of did that. And then you're kind of, you know, watching people. There were a lot of people there. I will say that.
There were a lot of people there. And there were a lot of people there that I know from social media, but don't necessarily know in real life or haven't seen in a long time. So there's that little thing where you're like, I absolutely know who they are, but I don't think they know who I am.
Yeah.
And so, but as it turned out, like it was a really fun reunion of people who blogged in 2008.
I mean, it really, well, it was mm-hmm. funny because like talking to like Michaelyn and Emily, and then like you just, I was like, well, I don't think I've seen y'all since we were all together at a She Speaks conference in 2008.
Right.
But we've kept in touch and like we know all the things. I know what your kids are doing. I know what you've done. I know what's going on. And I thought it was so interesting because like Michaelyn and I were talking about, I was like, so what are you doing now? And she was talking about like her home classes that she does. And I knew she had a new book that's coming out this week. And so we were talking about that, but I was like, it's so interesting to see the way these mammals of the internet have like transformed and grown and changed what we're doing over the years, you know?
Yeah. So, none of us are really, I mean, you and I are doing the same thing, but like, but by and large, everybody's kind of branched off into their own little lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun to see, you know, how everybody kind of found their way. Even if we all started out at the same place, but have ended up in different places.
Yeah, I know. So that was fun. But we got there. And so then I opened up the program came. I didn't have my reading glasses on. So I opened up the program and then Sophie points something out to me on the program. And I'm like, I can't see. I can't see. So I put on my reading glasses. And what I see is one of the musicians for the wedding is Sandy Patty.
Sandy freaking Patty.
So I traveled this weekend, and you know what that means. I brought my AG1 with me because here's the thing. Summer's ending, real life's coming back. I was also going to be in airports, and so I know that I'm going to need the immune support and the energy levels and the gut health that AG1 helps me build. So it's one scoop, it's 8 ounces of liquid first thing in the morning before the chaos starts. This has made the biggest difference in my life. It's why I've been doing it for 3 years and I will never stop. So AG1 helps me to maintain energy. It supports my gut health. It supports immune health. It really fills in nutrient gaps because there is no way I'm going to eat healthy enough to get all the things that I need. So this gets me my pre and probiotics. It's like superfoods and antioxidants all in one easy scoop. This is the time to start. It's a school year, new beginning, new you. For a limited time, save 20% on your first subscription order of AG1 Next Gen or AG1 Pro at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
Sandy Patty. And let me just say this. I, you know, when I think of my formative years, particularly mm-hmm. when I think about my teenage years and my college years, and all the rebellion contained therein, right?
Yes, yes.
There were two voices that were critical in terms of me staying tethered to Jesus, at least in some small way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amy Grant and Sandy Patty.
Yeah.
So, and even, you know, in years of struggle, I would put my Sandy Patty cassette in my Walkman and I would walk to her singing Let There Be Praise. You know, I trusted her as a teenager.
Yeah.
Just like I trusted Amy Grant. And so there's something really sweet about being this age now and thinking that those voices are still trustworthy to me. You know what I mean? Not perfect. I mean, who is? But trustworthy. And that they have walked a long road of ministry. And I don't know. So there was, like, it hit me all in my feels.
Yeah.
But here I am. You know, we met Annie in 2007,
that very first She Speaks back. Yeah. It was so full circle, I feel like.
Yes. And so, like, right at the beginning of our writing lives, really, mm-hmm. we meet Annie. And then to be at her wedding, and this person who was such a huge presence in my life, even though I've never met her, I don't know. It was the sweetest thing. I was so excited.
Like,
so excited about that.
And I've thought so much about like being there and us having met Annie back in 2007 when she was this 20-something girl mm-hmm. who had a dream of being a writer, who had quit her teaching job and was moving to Nashville in what seemed by all accounts an ill-advised move. You know,
I mean, like, Melanie, truly, Melanie was like, I don't know how this is going to work out for Annie. I don't know.
I don't feel good about it. I was telling somebody, I said, here's the thing. In all fairness, I didn't know how that was going to work out for Annie, but I also didn't think email was going to take off as a viable form of communication in 1993.
That's
so
right.
I'm not a good prognosticator of future.
Well, you don't love
success.
Change. So other people's change can make you have some feelings.
That's it. And I was nervous for her. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I was so nervous for her. And that was when she was, you know, we laugh because that was when everybody was real weird on the internet about using your name. So the name of her blog was Taking a Step Towards My Dream, .blogspot.com.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And so I feel like Annie has been in our lives ever since then. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like she's somebody that we consistently have stayed in touch with. We've followed to see what she's built and what she's
yep.
done and the way mm-hmm. that God clearly was all over that move to Nashville
yeah.
and that huge leap of faith that she took, and just to see what her life has been and what she's written and the things that she's produced. And to me, the people that she encourages through her podcast and the platform she gives mm-hmm. other people and all of that. And so to see her... maybe one of the most joy-filled brides I've ever seen.
100%. I was thinking on the way back about, I remember one time Annie was staying here because, listen, at the beginning of her writing life, if she was going to travel to speak to people, I mean, like, you know, I mean, there was no, like, I'm going to go to the Valley.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she was coming to speak to some of my girls from school, and so she stayed with us. And I remember watching her one morning when she was here. She's so disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when she didn't know, you know, whether what she was attempting to do was going to be successful
mm-hmm.
by the world's standards, I would
yeah.
add.
Yeah.
She was so diligent. And so I was thinking about her sitting at our kitchen table, like she would turn off her internet while she
yep.
was doing her writing so that she was focused and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And so she's really, she's incredibly diligent and disciplined. And she's also really, really like true to,
yeah.
to herself and to what she believes. And so it was a really wild full circle moment. And I saw Dave Barnes was at the wedding. He's one of Annie's best friends. His family is. And I met Dave through Annie back in like 2008. And we were standing there and I was like, that's how, like, Annie's how we know each other. And
yeah.
I feel that way about so many people. Like, mm-hmm. I know them because of her. And she was so full of joy. She was
yeah.
so happy. And it was just the sweetest to see it.
It really was. And it was funny because I was recapping everything for Caroline last night when I got home and we were talking on the phone. And I said, Annie is such a great example of she did not wait for life to happen. She created this beautiful life for herself. Like she created a life that she loves and that she wants to live. And just the joy of then getting to see her find somebody and to see how happy she was. And then to look in that room and thought, little 2007 Annie would have never been like, I bet Sandy Patty's going to sing at my wedding. You know, like, I bet. That feels normal.
I know.
You know, like.
I know. And
I mean,
when you looked around the room and you saw, like, the people there from so many different, it wasn't like, hey, you've got one little corner of the internet that's represented here. It was, I don't know. It was really.
It was a
time to celebrate Annie and JW. But
yeah.
it was also, to me, a testament to, like you said, the fact that Annie went to Nashville with a dream when she was in her 20s, and she did not wait on anybody's permission to start walking out her
yeah,
calling.
That's right. She was taking a step towards her dream.
She was taking a step towards her dream.
Blogspot.com.
And I don't know. It was really, really, it was very moving.
It was really fun.
To see where, to see sort of a picture of all of that.
Yeah. And then, they pronounce them man and wife, you know, they came down the aisle and everything. And so then everybody starts to kind of mingle. And so we immediately ran into David and Sissy
yes.
From Raising Boys and Girls, who are two of my favorite people ever in any
Same.
context. I mean, just the warmest. If you ever need to be affirmed, I'm just going to say,
encouraged.
Go talk to Sissy and David, because they are the loveliest, warmest people. And then they had Kate Bowler with them, who, of course, I knew of, but I had never met.
Yes. I mean, I think 2 weeks ago, I shared Kate's backpack blessing because we had done it in our church.
Okay.
And I shared it in my newsletter. But the too long of a story, but the bottom line of that story is that when I was going through some things.
Yes. Yes.
In some areas of my life, her voice was one that really resonated with me because she felt like to me somebody who was free.
Yeah.
But again, never met her. And so, but you want to talk about a situation where it's not rare that this happens, but it's always fun when it happens when you and I meet somebody new and we have the same reaction to that person.
Yes, which this was pure delight. I mean,
pure delight.
Pure.
Oh, my gosh. And also, like we had been in a conversation for the last 10 years and just picked it up at Annie's wedding.
Yeah.
We had a ball. We had so much fun.
I really thought the next day, I was like, I can't remember the last time I laughed that hard. Like,
Oh my gosh.
She had me laughing. She's so smart. You know, she's a beautiful writer. You know that she's a gifted speaker, all of those things. But she's so dadgum funny.
Oh my gosh.
And her timing.
I told David today, I was like, I know he knows, but I said, there's something about, like, I love when I meet somebody and we hit it off and I enjoy that person so much. I said, but there is something about sitting across the table from Melanie and watching Melanie enjoy that person just as much. That is solid gold. And I almost felt like David and Sissy match made us because they were very quick to, like, say, we can't believe y'all have never met. Uh-huh. And then it was like we were off to the races. Somebody I wish lived in my cul-de-sac.
Oh, 100%. Like, I immediately messaged her when I got back to the room. I was like, this is like I've had a great date. Because I was like, it was so great to be with you tonight. It was so fun. Let's be best friends forever.
Ever. I know. When are we going to the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. And what was so funny was that Jamie also talked to her for a while. And we were both so, like, I don't know. It was like my real life people, we all experienced the magic of Kate Bowler at Annie's wedding. It was fantastic.
Yeah. So it was fantastic. And then visited with some other people and talked and watched, you know, Annie and JW, and there was dancing and fun and so many children. So many, which is so Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so sweet. We headed back. And so then everything was kind of winding down. And then Katie had texted you and said, she and Corey were hanging out in the hotel lobby at our hotel. So we went back so we could hang out and visit with them. That was another good time.
It was. There was a guy in the lobby and there was a story there, and I won't tell it, but who was celebrating his time in Nashville. And I don't know how many songs he sang, because he was singing when we got there and he continued to sing for the next hour and a half. And just the most fun, like, yacht rocky kind of 80s, 90s, a whole medley of stuff. And he was great.
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun to sit there and listen to him and visit. And also, Melanie, tell everybody what happened when we went to sit down at our table.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, when we got there, Corey and Katie were, like, sitting on a couch. And then we were like, oh, here's a little seating area where there's, like, three chairs. And then we were going to, like, pull up a chair. And, y'all, my dress was just long enough. Like, I was like, note to self, when I wear it again, I probably need to go take it to have hemmed, because I was wearing about the tallest heel that I'm going to be comfortable wearing. And I just caught it on the edge of the chair. And y'all, I came so close to just busting my tail.
I've never seen you do this particular thing before.
Listen.
There were two gentlemen behind you who caught you. But it revealed something about the core of my heart. Because, Melanie, when I saw you falling backwards, I did not rush to your aid. I doubled over.
You laughed. Yeah, you did.
I doubled over. Maybe it's because I saw those two gentlemen behind you, and
I knew I was
going to
be okay.
You were going to be okay, mm-hmm. But I mean, it was magical.
It was magical. And I couldn't, like, it was like my feet kind of slipped, but then my dress was caught, and it all happened so fast. So I was like, I don't know, and you know what? Of course, I flash back to the nail salon. I'm like, am I
well,
the
as you
person?
Would. I mean, how could you not?
Am I going to be a person who has now fallen twice in a 6-week period of time? Because all of a sudden that feels like a problem. So I was like slipping. But I will say it's a testament to me standing on the BOSU ball at the gym because
really
I do
is.
Feel like it really helped my balance. I was able to figure out even in my 3-inch heels how to recalibrate.
It was well done. It was well done.
I manage to not fall, but I did see my life flash before my eyes.
Very glad you're okay, but also kind of glad for that mental picture that I
had. Oh my gosh. It was jarring. So, but listen, I saved it. So, no sprained ankles this time.
Good for you. Cause those shoes would have been painful to fall off of, by the way.
Man.
That would have been bad. That would have been bad for your ankle.
Mm-mm. I had debated even wearing those shoes, but there again, the dress was so long that by the time I decided that was the dress I was wearing, I was like, I've just got to wear tall shoes with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
but we stayed down there to like 10:30, which, you know, for me is it might as well be 4 a.m.
Yeah. No, it was late.
We got up yesterday, we checked out, and you and I ran by the new Anthropology in Franklin, just, you know, really to pay our tributes,
yes,
to pay
absolutely.
Our respects.
Yeah.
And we ended up at Green Hills Grill in Green Hills and had a little late lunch and really a visit that covered a wide array of topics.
It did.
Even for us, a wide array of topics and a particularly interesting segment on church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took you to the airport and I drove home.
Yeah. And then Soph dropped me off and then I got to the airport and then I got nervous because I was flying Southwest. I was supposed to leave at 6 and I was sitting there and all of a sudden they said 6:20 and I was like, here we go. And listen, you'll appreciate that I called Perry and that's when I got a lecture from him about how if I would just leave places earlier in the day, I may not experience the flight. But I'm there again. That's not who you're married to.
That's right.
That's not who I am. Like, I don't want to get up and catch a 7 a.m. flight unless I absolutely have to. That is not my journey to take. So, but it turns out then Southwest came on and I was kind of confused because it showed we were delayed, but then there was a plane at the gate. And, you know, anytime there's already a plane at the gate, you're like, okay, I feel good about it because I see a plane, you know. But they said, we're waiting on some passengers who are coming in late from another flight. They're getting in at 5:55, 3 gates over. And I'm going to say, I appreciated that Southwest waited. Like at that point, I was like, I'm okay with this delay because if that were me, I would appreciate waiting.
Sure. Yeah.
And it wasn't a full flight. And so I would assume that's part of why they made that decision was because it was the last flight to San Antonio that night. So they held us for like 20 minutes so those people could make the plane. But
I
respected
that was kind.
I know.
Yeah, that was kind.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not complaining about that. And I had an aisle seat with nobody sitting next to me. So.
Oh, what a gift.
What a gift.
I don't mean to brag, but I got a thing from Delta that they've upgraded me on my connecting flight tomorrow. Well, I have to fly to Detroit and then I'm flying from Detroit into that part of Michigan I'm going to. And it's a very short flight, but they've upgraded me to first class for those 30 minutes I'll be in the air. So I just, you know, the luxury, Melody.
Yeah,
the luxury.
Yeah. You're a high
roller.
There
won't even be beverage service, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the one thing on my flight last night, which I was not hungry, and so it was fine. And I had my Sour Patch Kids and my water, again, with an element, because always hydrating. But I, when I got on that flight, they announced about halfway through, they said, it's going to be a little bumpy. There's some storms. We will not have any kind of service for this flight. So there again, struck out on the pistachios coming and going.
Sure. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. Maybe treat yourself this week when you do a grocery order. Get some
pistachios. Mm-hmm. So, but I did almost finish our book. I See You've Called In Dead, which is, we'll already have had it by the time this comes out, but it's so good. That was a great recommendation.
It's so good. I also want to be sure to mention this week, my friend Randy Hemphill, he's on staff at, used to be Auburn Community Church. Now it's All Christ Church. In Auburn. He's a counselor. Anyway, he's been so kind and encouraging to me the whole of my writing life. He was one of my pastors when David and I first moved to Birmingham. And I could talk forever about sort of how watching him care for people has been an encouragement to me. Mm-hmm. But he has a new book that's coming out that I got to read an early copy of, and I want to be sure to mention it because I think it could be so helpful to people. It's called We Grieve Our Losses, and it's about grief, but it's a workbook. And I just thought, I'm sure there's something like that, but I've never seen one, and I've certainly never seen one that's quite this tender.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of really, if somebody, whatever you're grieving, you know, we can grieve all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But I thought it was such a beautiful kind of companion if somebody is working their way through grief. Because I think grief is one of our easiest things that we mask with other emotion. You know, like it's anger is so much easier than grief.
Mm-hmm.
Bitterness is so much easier than grief. And so anyway, Randy has this guidebook with these really beautiful questions that kind of lets you sit in it and doesn't force you forward unless you're ready to move forward. And I just... when I got to read it, I was like, man, he's really done something beautiful for people.
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to link to that in the show notes, but I just wanted everybody to know about it.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So, well, and then on Patreon this week, we've published it, but a great episode. We always love talking to Cole and doing our college football preview.
Yes, and he's got some great tips for y'all.
He does. He really does.
Just as you navigate the season, just some really good ways to jump in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was super fun. So good to talk to him. And that episode could have been 14 hours long if we had read it, but, you know, people have their limits.
That's true.
With us. But anyway, so that's out there too if you're looking for something to listen to.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay, so on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and man, this is a really interesting list, but and I don't know if interesting means good. I just mm-hmm. I mean it's an assortment. So the first thing is, you know, I have used the Ilia skin tint serum. I have used it for probably 5 years, and mm-hmm. I have always put it on. I love it because I love how it feels on my skin. It's not cakey. It doesn't sit on top of my skin. I feel like I feel like it's good for my skin,
mm-hmm.
but I've always put it on with a beauty blender. And so, which is fine. That's a fine way to put it on. But I recently got the Ilia Complexion Brush, and it has transformed my skin tint application.
Oh.
Because when I tell you now, I just need the tiniest amount. Like, I would always put like the skin tint on like four sections of my face and
mm-hmm.
then mix it in kind of with my beauty blender. Now I put, honestly, I don't even know if it's a full drop on the brush, and then I swipe that like on four sections of my face.
Okay.
It's a quarter of the amount I used to use, but I get, I think, even better coverage. So what I'm doing is I'm using the complexion brush, you know, like to move it around my face to get it all covered. And then I'll go back over it with my beauty blender just to make sure it's smooth and I don't have, you know, I hadn't missed a spot or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what I'm most excited about, I think, well, I'm going to not have to replace my skin tint inventory nearly as often. So
I love that.
You know, you always hear that a brush can make the difference.
Yeah.
I just never knew. Mm-hmm. I never knew what a difference. And so now I do, and I'm forever changed. So
that's very exciting. Okay.
Second thing is a Lucy item. Lucy does not love a leash. And I think mm-hmm. it's probably because she lived on a farm. You know, that's not been her journey to mm-hmm. have a leash on all the time. Mm-hmm. And certainly not to be walked while on a leash. So I'd ordered a harness, and it was fine, but it was trouble to get on and off. And then one day I saw that Karen Swallow Pryor, the writer, on social media recommended this Sean Co. dog harness. She's a big dog person, just got a new dog that she named Hazel. And so I feel like she's somebody, if she recommends something for a dog, I'm like, okay, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So I ordered this Sean Co. dog harness, and it's like night and day compared to what we were using. It's so much easier to get on.
Okay.
It just has one buckle. Lucy's not even really aware of it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't fight it. She doesn't, it's because it's not around her neck. So, but you know, there are times where I need her on a leash. And so this works so much better for us, and they're not expensive, but it's a really, really good product. So I wanted to pass that along.
Okay. I'm going to look into this. I have been thinking that it's time. Mabel needs some sort of new harness. Mm-hmm. And this looks really promising. So, cause hers is just a little broke down, cause we've used it a long time.
Yeah. And this one is, again, it's, you just slip it over their head. It's got the one buckle, and it's sturdy, and it's thicker than a lot of harnesses. So I feel like it probably, that padding feels good to them. So anyway, I really like it.
Okay.
The third thing I showed you when we were in Franklin, this is the new sneaker of my heart.
So cute.
And I have not gotten new sneakers in a while. But the ones, you know, I love the New Balance, the 327s, but those have kind of become my dog walking shoes since we got Lucy. So I was like, well, I need a new, like, cute sneaker. And these Trisha sneakers, they're Dolce Vita. I think they are darling.
They're and, like, really cute.
And we talked it this weekend. I feel like, you know, the sage green, the greens and browns are everywhere this fall.
Big, big trend.
Yes, big trend. So I think these are so cute. They have a little bit of that New Balance look to the back, but they're actually a little bit bigger in terms of the platform, which is never a negative with me. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I think they're a darling, like, you could wear them now, but especially for fall and winter, I think they're such a cute sneaker, and we'll go
really
with so
cute.
Much.
Mm-hmm. Love.
All right. My next favorite, this past weekend to Annie's wedding, I wore a dress from House of NBR, which I have really grown to love that brand.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a dress that I'd gotten on clearance, and they still have, I just want to point out their summer clearance. It's all final sale. So you've kind of got to, you know, you got to be careful because you can't return it. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I think their sizing runs true to sized, a little oversized. And when I say that, I mean, like, you would just get your normal size knowing it's going to be a little oversized. But I think that's how their stuff is meant to fit.
Okay.
But it's so, like, my dress was a third of what it would have cost if I had bought it full price.
And so cute.
It was so comfortable, so cute. And so a lot of this stuff is pretty summery. But I also saw when we were at the hotel in the lobby Friday night, there was a woman who was wearing a House of NBR dress, and we were like, we saw each other.
Hey, he recognized.
I see. Mm-hmm. But it's just the most comfortable. It's the cotton dresses are just the best cotton. You don't have to worry about it being see-through. It's just, they're so well made. And so anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. If somebody had been wanting to try something of theirs, this is a good opportunity to do that. And my last thing is a tribute to Annie, because one of the things, God love her, on her wedding registry was corn holders. And it made both of us so happy to see that. And they're $5. Mm-hmm. And I felt a particular kind of obligation to participate in gifting Annie and JW corn holders.
Yes. It feels
especially
right.
These,
feels
these
right.
Old school kind that look like corn.
Mm-hmm.
And but of course that's not all that we got them, like, you know, this was just a little happy, and then we also
a nice gift.
But afterwards I was like, I don't have any of these. Mm-hmm. And my mama had them, and when you need them, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know that I knew that they still made these anymore.
No.
So I just, for the good of the group, just know, should you need some corn holders to go on your corn on the cob, you can still find the old school kind on Amazon for less than $6.
So, I mean, with a case.
With a case. So they're not rattling all over your drawer. So anyway.
What more could you want?
I know. So excited. So those are my favorites for the week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
What a great way to round out just an episode full of all kinds of information.
I know. I mean, just we covered some ground in this one, and some time as well. So
we did. All right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening. And next week we'll get to hear about Sophie's time in Michigan.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
I'm so excited. I bet they don't have hot wind right now.
I bet they don't either. Speaking of today, okay, so it's 12:45 while we're doing this, and it's going to be 105 here today. Like, no exaggeration, it's going to be 105 here today. And I can tell Mabel's already putting out the signs, and what I want to say is you would die. Like, we can't, it's just not going to happen today. Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to put her on her leash and just walk her around the house a couple of times.
That's it. Yeah. Just go outside and throw a ball like three times.
I know. I wish we had a treadmill. If I could just get her on a treadmill, it would be fantastic. So
I appreciate that you think that Mabel would do anything other than try to attack that treadmill. That's precious. Precious.
God, it would send her into orbit. Perry said yesterday he took her to the ranch. And normally she rides like in a kennel in the back of his truck, but like it's so hot that he just let her in the bed of his truck. Mm-hmm. And he said she could not, he said the entire drive, she could not settle down. He said she was so freaked out by this being a new experience.
Oh, yes. And not the norm. I mean, like he messed up her routine.
Yeah. But. And she did not know what to do with it. So yeah, bless treadmill her. Is probably a no-go.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back next week, y'all.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.